Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and as always, I'm excited to be on the line with you today. I'm excited that we're on this evening instead of in the morning because I just wanted to switch it up a little bit. But I just have some exciting news to tell you today. This is only a 15-minute empowerment talk that I want to do with you today. But before I get started on the talk, I just want to tell you a little bit about the sponsorship. Harvest Girls International is the sponsor of Transformation Begins With You. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey of their lives and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. I am excited. I am so honored to be on the line with you today because I have something great to tell you. I want to talk to you a little bit today, and I want to get right to it. And then at the end, I have a special announcement I want to share with you. But I want to speak with you first about the talk for today. And the talk for today is entitled, I'm in Transition. Yes, I am. I'm in transition. Literally, I'm in transition. So I wanted to talk to you about it because I know many of you out there are in transition. Many of you have lost jobs. There have been some loved ones that have gone on. And, you know, we've had some transitions in our life that we just kind of scale over and keep moving. But sometimes we need to stop and address the transitions in our lives and not just make them seem as though they're not important. Every transition in your life that happens is important to you because it's another measure in your life for you to elevate. And I just want to talk to you about the word transition. The word transition means that you are going someplace. Yes, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it means that you are going from one stage to the next, from one place to another. Transition means movement. It also means development, and it also means change. Transition, when you're moving, you're moving from one place to the other, and something has to change. There's an abrupt, sometimes transition is an abrupt change in your state of being or a level, usually accompanied by a loss or a gain. Yes, transition, unfortunately, sometimes there are losses in it, and then there are gains in it, which can also be great. And then in transition, you undergo a process or a period of change just from one state to another. And some of the types of transitions that we go through, as I was saying, one is job. Job, either you lose a job or you gain a job. Relationships come and go. You transition in those. In marriage, there's transition from marriage to divorce or from marriage to separation. Death is a transition. And, you know, sometimes we just let those things just ride through our lives, and we never address them, and we never use them to challenge us to go to the next level. And also, I just want to talk to you about transitions can be a wonderful thing if you can address them, if you can find the good in them, you can find the level, the next level that you need to go through in that transition. It can take you to higher heights and deeper depths. And you have to remember, in a transition, you can no longer sulk over some of the things that have happened to you. You have to say to yourself, I will no longer despair over where I've been. You know, transition will take you from one state to the next. But you have to choose how you go from that one state to the next, how you elevate yourself. And you have to just say to yourself, my future looks nothing like my past because God will not allow it. And your latter is going to be greater than your former. And you have to really believe that. Now, there are some stages in transition. I know sometimes people will look at you in having a pity party for yourself when you do have these transitions. Sometimes it does leave us in a sad state. But what you have to say to yourself, this transition is a good thing. It may not look great right now, but it will, because I'm going to choose to make it better. I'm going to find out what I can do in this transition to make my life better for it. And then there are some stages, like I said, that you go through in your transition. There's endings in the transition, because in the beginning stage of a transition, there's an ending. Something has come to an end that has caused you to transition, and you have to deal sometime with the loss of that ending, whether it be a job, whether it be a relationship, whether it be marriage, whether it be a loved one or someone close to you dying. There is an ending in that transition, and most times in transitions, there are transitions that we didn't have a choice in. I know in my transition, in transitioning from my job from being employed to unemployed, that was not a choice. There was a downsizing. So that was something I didn't have a choice in. In my marriage, I did not have the choice because my husband decided, you know, that he wanted to end the marriage. So there are transitions. My father died almost 3 years ago. I did not have a choice in that. There are transitions that happen to us every day that we do not have a choice in making, control the transition is what I'm saying. And so in the ending of it, sometimes it throws us into devastation, and it throws us into a place that we do not want to be in. And because we don't want to be in that place that the transition has taken us to, we fight and we resist and we struggle, because we're fighting the inevitable. The transition has happened. Now it's time to move from one state to the next. But sometimes we choose to just stay in that state of denial or resistance. And so endings, we have to be able in transition to deal with the endings. And that is sometimes very difficult for us. And so we have to accept this has happened, and I must choose to deal with it and use it as a platform to push me to the next level. There's also the second thing in a transition is a neutral zone. That's the transitional period. That's when it has happened. You're now in a spot that you don't want to be in, or there's change that has to take place. And so you're kind of in a neutral zone. But what you don't want to do is do not hang in the balances of change. You don't want to just stay in the transitional mode. You want to actually transform. And so with that transition comes transformation. And transformation begins with you. Transformation is a choice. Many of us change our ways and our minds, but we never actually transform ourselves. We change our thinking, but we just kind of stay there, and we don't transform into something greater or something wiser or someone wiser, someone that would go to the next level. So don't hang in the balance of change or hang in the balance of transition. And then the third phase, we went from endings, dealing with the ending of a thing, to the neutral zone, which is the transitional stage. And then the third stage is the beginnings, new beginnings, setting new goals, making new normals for yourself, making yourself become alive in a new way. Those are the stages of transition: endings, the neutral zone, and then beginnings. And what is so difficult about new beginnings and new goals is they're new, they're different. And so sometimes we resist the newness of it because our bodies and our minds want to have the habit still there. And if the habit is still there, we tend to still perform the way that we always have. We go back and do the same thing we've always done, and we get the same results. And that is insanity. We actually have thought about it, doing it different, but we actually do the same thing we've always done, and we get the same result. And we sometimes actually expect a new result out of doing the same thing, the same way we've always done something. And so we have to actually set new norms for ourselves. We have to have those new norms. And in those new norms, we have to choose. Change comes by choice and not by chance. We have to choose those new norms. You know, it takes 6 weeks or 45 days to break a habit. Now, we don't believe that habit is broken because we feel like in our flesh and in our minds we still, you know, think about it being the old way. Our body still wants to do it the same way. We want to act on it, act on those things that we want to change the same way. But if you've practiced something 45 days or 6 weeks straight, doing that same thing over and over and over, trying to change, make some new norms in your life and make some new changes, you already have the change. You have to, by faith, receive that that has happened, and you have to actually walk in it. And the more you walk in it, the more you deny yourself, the more you deny your flesh, your old ways, then those new habits become your new norms. Those new beginnings become the newness of life for you. And so that's where you have to get in transition. You have to deal with the ending. You have to get in the, and then you go to the neutral zone, which is the transitional period, but you don't want to hang in the balance of change. You want to transform, and in transforming, there are beginnings, new beginnings. So the next level for you may be in your setback, and I know that may sound a little strange to you. How is the next level for me in my setback? Well, God works in mysterious ways, as our ancestors and our parents and grandmothers have told us. But you know what? Your setback just might be a platform for God's comeback. As a matter of fact, I know it is. The next level for you may be in your setback because it's God's platform for your comeback. I just want to encourage you today that you can do all things through Christ to strengthen you. I want to encourage you today that when someone says to you, you know, what's going on with you? What's wrong with you? You acting a little strange. Oh, girl, I know that that job loss is really devastating you. All you have to say, look, I'm in transition. That means I'm going through the ending, I'm going through the neutral zone, and then I'm getting ready to start some new beginnings. All you got to do is say, I might look down for a while. It might look a little shaky for me. It may not look too great, but I'm only in transition. That means I'm going someplace. Transition means you are going from state to state. You're going from one place to the other. There's some movement. There's some development. There's some change. And I declare, if you stick with it, you will never be the same. God has excellent things for you in your life. Embrace them, love them. Don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid to be in transition. It's all good. Trust me, I'm there myself. I'm with you in the struggle. Really, it's not a struggle, is it? I'm with you in the transition. Matter of fact, I am in transition. Look, this has been an empowering time. Our time is almost up. I just want to leave you with a couple of things. Harvest Girls International is promoting the Professional Black Woman Tour, Maximizing You, is coming to Indianapolis. The Professional Black Woman Tour is going to be July the 21st on a Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the J.W. Marriott downtown, Indianapolis, Indiana. If you want more information, you can go to www.harvestgirls.web.com. And you can register and sign up. It is free. It will cost you nothing to come. There's going to be some networking going on. If you are a businesswoman, you can bring your business cards. If you're not a businesswoman and you just want to be successful and you want to be empowered, this is for you. You can give me a call at 1-317-299-2166, and I would be more than happy to explain to you the event and what's going to go on the 21st of July. I can't wait to see you there in the place. Professional Black Woman Tour, Maximizing You. Hey, this is a good time if you're in transition to come on board and make some changes today. New beginnings. That's all God is requiring for you, is to, by faith, receive it, and it is yours. I love you. I bless you. And remember, transformation begins with you. Bye-bye now.